16 minutes after 3 o'clock. It's your Friday downtown from Seasons Main Street in Bangor. At our Quality Jewelry Studios, Rich Kimball, Ryan Waning with you. And on the G&M Family Market phone line, it's Jerry Krasnick of ESPN and Baseball America. Jerry, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Rich, how are you?
Doing great, thanks. Coming up on the All-Star break, it's been an interesting first half of the baseball season. What's been, either for good or bad, what's been the biggest surprise to you so far this season?
Well, I mean, certainly the big story, I think, both ends of the spectrum has been the Cubs. You know, they were the team that sort of captured everybody's imagination, and all these people, Red Sox fans would be familiar with, you know, seem to be ready to break their curse. And then right as everybody got excited, I think they're 27-28 in their last 55 games. So, you know, I think that's been a big story. And, you know, really when you look at the other teams, though, I think a lot of it has gone according to plan. You know, you figured that in the National League, the Cubs would be good, and the Nationals and the Giants, and we really haven't had any big surprise teams. In the American League, it's a little bit different. You know, I guess with Cleveland and Baltimore leading, I think Texas was a team that most people expected to be very good. But the American League's a little bit more of a mishmash. The National League, there seems to be a little bit more of a distinction between the really good teams and the really bad teams.
You mentioned the Cubs, and you've got a terrific article up on Theo Epstein and the fact that so many of the All-Stars out there, whether they're Cubs or Red Sox players, were acquired in some way by Theo. And it's a great piece because it also points out the fact that Theo has surrounded himself throughout his career by a lot of really talented baseball people, and that certainly helped with all of this.
Yeah, I mean, the thing I really kind of learned about him, and it's in the story, is how immersed he gets in some of this stuff. You know, even during the draft, how he gets in the room and mixes it up with the scouts. But he also really seems to value the opinions of the scouts and the people beneath him. And that's really a sort of a key ingredient for success when you look at guys in recent years who've been really good executives. You know, a guy like Pat Gillick, who's in the Hall of Fame, or Brian Sabian, you know, New Hampshire guy who's won 3 titles with the Giants. They seem to be able to get a group of people and trust them and delegate and listen to them. And, you know, Theo's done very well. I think the other thing that's very interesting is when you look at all these kids, you know, who are in the All-Star game from the Red Sox and the Cubs, so many of them are 25, 24, 23 years old. And it used to be that, hey, you can't succeed with young kids in a market like Boston, but they've kind of put the lie to that this year with, you know, Betts and Bradley and Bogarts and those kids.
Let's talk a little American League. And, yeah, this Red Sox team has had some fits and starts, like a lot of teams, struggling to find quality pitching on a regular basis. But an incredible offensive performance throughout the year, and maybe most incredible, the work that David Ortiz is doing at age 40 in his final season.
Yeah, that's been incredible. You know, people have wondered, hey, you know, might he reconsider? But I know he did a story recently, ESPN did a story where he talked about how much of a burden it's been, you know, just with all the attention and, you know, his feet hurt. And it's tough to be 40 years old and go out there even as a DH. But he's incredible, and I think if anybody had any doubts, you know, is he a Hall of Famer or not, he's probably put those to rest. You know, unless people hold some of those PED whispers against them, you know, to me, there's no way you can't look at him as a Hall of Famer. And, you know, certainly it seemed like for a good chunk of the year, he and Pedroia, you know, the veteran guys were sort of energized by the kids, and they rubbed off on the young guys. So it was a real nice synergy they had going. I guess it would be a better story if they got better pitching and, you know, not hit a couple of lulls here offensively.
Well, that whole Eastern Division seems to be in the same boat. Some good offense, whether it's the Orioles or the Blue Jays or the Red Sox, but not a lot of dependable starting pitching. Who's your favorite in the second half in that Eastern Division?
Well, right now I'd probably say Toronto. You know, they've really started to play a lot better. Batista's he's going to come back. They have some real star power with guys like Donaldson and Encarnacion and Tulowitzki. They can really put up runs in a hurry. And, you know, I think if Stroman comes back and has a strong second half, Aaron Sanchez has been good. They're probably the most complete team. Baltimore, I don't know how they're doing it. You know, you look at their rotation and you say, this team just doesn't have enough pitching. But I think eventually that's going to catch up to them. And, you know, the Red Sox, they could depend on whether Dave Dombrowski can make a trade or two and add an arm in the next 2 or 3 weeks.
We're talking baseball here with Jerry Krasnick of ESPN. Well, the Mets got some good news and some bad news today. The bad news, not unexpected, that Matt Harvey is out for the season. And at the other end of the spectrum, certainly in terms of age and experience, too, Bartolo Colon named to the All-Star team. And I think that's just a great thing for baseball.
Yeah, I'd like to see him in the Home Run Derby.
Yes.
Actually, yeah. You know, get him in there with Madison Bumgarner and some of these other guys, but yeah, I mean, he's an entertaining guy to watch, and he's 43 years old, and he throws about 95% fastballs, so he's done in his own way. And look, if you know, but you're right, though, it is kind of bittersweet. I mean, for Bartolo Colon to still be chugging along, it's a good thing, but they'd probably much rather have a healthy Matt Harvey looking like a young Roger Clemens like he did a year or two ago. It seems like, you know, between the elbow issues and this thoracic outlet thing and some other questions about him, his career's hit a little bit of a lull, and he's going to have to come back from some things.
The All-Star game coming up next week. Are you going to the game?
Yeah, I'm leaving tomorrow to go to San Diego from Saturday to Wednesday.
That's pretty rough duty right there. The All-Star game, it's, you know, it's people, I think, poo-poo All-Star games in general these days, and maybe it's not what it used to be. For me, growing up in the days before interleague play, I think it's taken some of the shine off it, but I still think of all the professional All-Star games, it's head and shoulders above the rest.
Yeah, I think it is, too. You know, football is really bad. I mean, you know, it's just one of those contact sports, and the other two sports, I mean, the nature of them, you know, you have guys running up and down the court or up and down the ice and, you know, skating back and forth and scoring tons of points. And, you know, I think in baseball, the fundamental nature of the game is still the same. And they've tried to inject some life into it by tying the home field in the World Series to it. You know, I still think, to be honest with you, the most intriguing part for fans is who gets into it, you know, with the voting and then this final man vote and that sort of thing. It's always kind of exciting. The problem, I think, is you have so many pitchers who can't go because, you know, they pitched on Sunday, and guys who get injured, all of a sudden you go from, you know, 70 players to 85 or 90 guys who are in it, and to me that waters it down a little bit.
Absolutely. Hey, Jerry, it's always great talking with baseball with you. We appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Have a great time out in San Diego, and we'll catch up with you later on in the season.
Thanks, Rich.
That's Jerry.